The following episode may contain inappropriate material. Listener discretion is advised.
Hi, my name is Adam Fields with the Midnight27Studios.com, creator of the Prowl comic book series. You are listening to the PVD Cast with John Orlando.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVD Cast. I'm your host, John Orlando, and welcome to episode number 153 and a half. That's right, it's going to be a mini episode, or as they call it in the podcasting world, it's going to be a solo cast. I wanted to jump on here and talk about a couple things that have been going on since I took last week off. And honestly, I didn't plan on doing that, but I'm just going to be quite honest that the PC, my ProBook 450 HP laptop that I use to create episodes of the PVD Cast, was in need of some repairs. And I figured that maybe that would be the best week to take to clean up some things and do some things. And that in itself was an experience. So let me just go into that, if I may. The PC was making a very unusual noise, and doing some research online, I discovered that it might be that my fan is clogged with dust and whatnot, because it was just acting weird and making this very weird noise. So I decided, rather than paying somebody to do what I felt I could do, I would just go ahead and tear apart the PC, clean it out, and do it myself and save me some bucks, you know? So thanks to YouTube, I found a video on how to do that. And so I tore apart the whole laptop, and man, oh man, this son of a bitch was jammed with dust. So it's a good thing that I did clear it out and put it all back together. And I was feeling really proud of myself because I put everything back together, you know, and everything fit back the way it came apart. And I was really happy, but I still was a little bit hesitant. I'm like, I don't know. Something inside of me said, you're going to press the power button and it's going to go kaplooey. But you know, to be honest with you, I figured, hey, worst case scenario, if something doesn't work, I'm going to take it somewhere to get it fixed. So, you know, I might as well try to do it myself and maybe I get lucky and, you know, and everything would go smoothly, right? And lo and behold, I turned on the PC and whammo, there it is. It boots right up, I log right in, I'm surfing the web, I'm looking at everything. And then I discovered that there is one thing that went afoul, so to speak, with this little repair job. For some odd reason, ladies and gentlemen, two keys, that's right, two individual keys on the keyboard quit working. The backspace and enter. Now, I'm not talking about the enter on the number pad. That one still works, but the regular enter does not work. You can tap it and nothing happens. You could tap backspace and the cursor doesn't go backspace, doesn't go back. So I thought no big deal, but oh my God, do you know how many damn times you use backspace when you're writing an email or a description for a podcast or anything along those lines? I use it a lot more than I anticipated. It's really starting to wear on me. So on one hand, I feel really, really accomplished. Like I took apart the entire laptop, cleaned it all out, put it all back together. Everything still works except for two damn keys, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know. I think I might be due for a new PC, to be 100% honest and be truthful with you all. I've had this laptop for going on 5 years now, and I know in computer terms, that's like, you know, it's like 25 years old. And I'm getting this constant update about Microsoft 10 needs to be updated, and I tried to do that as well last week, and unfortunately, for some odd reason, the update didn't take. I did a little bit of research online and found out that if you were running like Windows 7 or 8, as I was running 8 before on this machine, that the update for 10 does not work. Even though you change to 10, for some odd reason, it won't update. And so I'm thinking that maybe it might be time here in the next few weeks to maybe think about getting a new PC. But while we're talking about repairing things, I would like to say that, man, oh man, it's amazing what's on YouTube. Like, I had to fix a headlight in my car, and I Googled how to replace a headlight, and a YouTube video popped up, and it walked me through the steps, and I did it for like $22, right? Because that's all the bulb was. And so I did it. I didn't have to take it to a garage. And I just marvel because, you know, I think back to when I was a kid, or even when I was in college and there was no internet, there was no YouTube. You know, I think it was daunting to try to fix things yourself, even though I come from a long line of individuals in my family who were very mechanically inclined. I'm not as good as they were, but I'm no loser either. I'm kind of in the middle. But man, with YouTube now and with the internet, it's so easy to fix things that I wouldn't hesitate to try to tackle, you know, a repair on something other than anything that has to do with electricity, like rewiring a house or something like that. I would not touch that because, you know, electricity can kill you. So I don't want to mess with that. But I mean, you know, like plumbing or repairing a PC or fixing a car, I would probably give it a go with the help of YouTube and the internet. So I want to talk about something that also happened last week, or I should say that I found out about last week that, quite frankly, has made me very, very sad. I found out through social media last week that Video Central is closing after 27 years of being in business in Central Ohio. And I really do feel super awful about this. And you know, Hannah came on this podcast almost about a little less than a year ago, but it was in the summertime last year. And we talked about what an experience it was to go to Video Central to see all the movies and to kind of peruse the shelves and see what's there and what's not there. And, you know, Hannah is so knowledgeable when it comes to movies. And I always, whenever I stopped over and rented something, I chatted with her. And I'm going to be 100% honest, it was not a close drive for me. You know, living in Westerville, going over to Bethel Road is about a 20-minute drive, you know, without any traffic. But I would sometimes go out of my way just to go over there to rent something. And when I heard this, I really was saddened, but I kind of chalked it up to, well, you know, technology is coming now where you don't have to leave the house, you can stream everything. So, you know, it sucks, but technology, man, that's what the problem is. I ventured over to talk to Hannah, I believe at the end of last week. And it turns out that technology is not the problem. In fact, business was pretty steady. But it was, and I'm not going to go into great detail. We'll just say that there was some disagreements with the landlord. And so therefore, Video Central has to go. Which kind of even makes it even more sucky, if you will, for lack of a better term, that something as simple and as, I don't know, rudimentary as rent is what's causing the demise of a great institution. I don't know, man. If you get a chance, I know if you're hearing this podcast during the week of April 23rd, there's still a few more days before they close, but April 30th, they have to be gone. They're selling all the stock. When I was over there, I picked up a couple different movies. I picked up Sin City 2, A Dame to Kill For. I didn't have that on DVD. I also picked up Audition, the Takashi Miike horror film that I've seen once, and it's beautifully done. And I'm not a horror fan. You know that I've said that many times on this podcast, but man, oh man, it's a beautiful film. And the first half is absolutely calm and serene. And then the last half is, you know, the freight train to fucking insanity, to be bluntly honest. But also picked up a couple of oldies but goodies. I picked up The Day the Earth Stood Still, the original 1950s version, and Bridge Over River Kwai, which I've seen but never owned it, so I picked those up. And I actually picked up a gift for another friend, too. I picked up Requiem for a Dream because he had never seen it, and I bought it for him. And consequently, this past weekend, he called me to tell me what a completely messed up tale that was, and that he thoroughly enjoyed the movie, but he was psychologically scarred by it. So I think I've done my job. There you go. but anyways, Video Central going out of business. I would say go back into the archives and listen to that episode. And, again, my heart is so heavy for this news, and I hope all the best for Hannah as she transitions into a new chapter in her life. So, all right, let's talk about, one other little bit of technology, so to speak. And yes, I just use air quotes on this podcast like I'm fond of doing. Another piece of technology that I just heard about here right before I started recording that I wanted to comment on. So there are rumors circulating that the WWE Network is going to go up in price. Right now it's $9.99 for subscribers, and it has been ever since I believe it started. I am a subscriber to the WWE Network, and, you know, the funny part was, off-air one time after one of our recordings, DJ Joey Blaze, Ringside Ran, and myself, we talked about what do you use the network for, and obviously I think everybody uses it for pay-per-views, but besides pay-per-views, what do people do? And DJ Joey Blaze said he was a big fan of the original programming, whereas Ringside Ran and myself, we like the old wrestling that's on there. And especially me, loving World Class Championship Wrestling and having the whole library on there was awesome for me. So that's pretty much what I use it for, but I'm not surprised by this. I always thought that something was going to come along where they were going to up the ante, and I always thought this. I always thought that what they would do with the network would be that the Big Four, Royal Rumble, WrestleMania, SummerSlam, and Survivor Series, those you would probably have to pay extra to get. And that's how they would get you to begin with. So it would be $9.99. But if you wanted these four big pay-per-views, you had to pay $14.99 extra. You know, and I thought that that's probably the way that they're going to go. Now, rumors are circulating that they probably are going to do like a tiered system where it would be $9.99, $14.99, $19.99. And I don't know what those tiers would have in terms of packaging. I would say this, I would not be opposed to paying $19.99 if I got all the pay-per-views, the whole library, and if you threw in Raw and SmackDown immediately after it aired on the network, I would love that, because I watch Raw and SmackDown on Hulu. The Hulu package I have no commercials, so it makes Raw just a little over 2 hours and SmackDown just about an hour and 10 minutes, and I love it. It's so condensed, I really dig it. So if they would do that, I would not have a problem forking over $19.99. But it remains to be seen what the WWE is going to go, or what the WWE is going to do with the network, but we'll just have to wait and see. Now, as a quick segue, let me tell you where you can see me this weekend. That's right. If you haven't been following me on Twitter, I have been tweeting out these last couple of days that I'm very excited for the Small Press and Alternative Comics Expo, AKA Space. It's happening this weekend. And I'm going to be there. I'm going to be sharing a table again with Brian Lau, who, of course, as you know, is the creator of Staunch Ambition. And bravo and congratulations to Brian, by the way. The Kickstarter for Issue 3 got fully funded. He's getting Issue 3 to the printer as of Monday morning. I talked to him over the weekend. And hopefully he's going to have some copies of Issue 3 for Space. I had a blast last year doing this, and, you know, as I think I've mentioned before, Brian wanted to come to Space. I offered him an opportunity to crash at Casa de la Orlando in exchange for sharing the table, and we did that. We had a blast. We had an absolute blast. Of course, we were hawking his wares, but we were also doing a little bit of podcasting, and we were just having a blast and having so much fun, and I'm so looking forward to it this weekend. I know that quite a few folks are going to be there that I know. It's going to be like a class reunion, as I always say, going to comic book conventions now. It's like a class reunion, only without all the assholes. But nonetheless, Brian and I are going to be there. Stop on by and say hello to us. I'll give you the deets here real quick. It is, of course, Saturday and Sunday, the 28th and 29th of April at the Northland Performing Arts Center. That's in the north end of Columbus, Ohio. Hours on Saturday, 10 to 6, 10 to 5 on Sunday. You can go to backporchcomics.com to get more information. There will be a little tab that'll say Space. And if you didn't catch that, just go over to the links section on pvdcast.com, and there's a link right there for Back Porch Comics. Bob Corby does a hell of a job, man, with this comic book convention, and it's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of people from all around the world. That's right. All around, everywhere, man. People are going to come, especially if they're an indie artist, an indie creator. You're going to see lots of cool things there. You definitely need to come and check it out. Once again, at Space, the 28th and 29th of this month, Northland Performing Arts Center. It's right there in North Columbus. Just head on over to backporchcomics.com to get all of the information. All right, and with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to start to get on out of here, but I need, first of all, to let you know, who brought you this podcast? And that is Audible. Get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/pvdcast. As you know, Audible has over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. And for you, the listeners of the PVDcast, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. I can attest that they have a huge selection of books. I don't care if you're talking about computer repair, or if you're talking about podcasting, if you're talking about making movies, you're talking about comic books, no matter the topic or the genre, Audible has a book for you. And they make it so super easy, ladies and gentlemen. But again, to find out anything about Audible, all you have to do is, of course, check out their website. But to download your free audiobook today, all you got to do is go to audibletrial.com/PVDcast. Again, that's audibletrial.com/PVDcast to get your hands on a free audiobook. And ladies and gentlemen, at this time, let me tell you where you can get in touch with me. You can get in touch with me a variety of different ways, such as shooting me an email, johnorlando@pvdcast.com. You can find me on Twitter, @PVDMVP. You can leave me a message over on the Facebook page of the PVDcast, and that would be, of course, facebook.com/PVDcast. And ladies and gentlemen, thank you for everybody over the last few weeks that have been commenting about how much they've enjoyed my episodes. I really appreciate it. And if you get an opportunity to rate, review, or subscribe to this podcast, please do so. Tell a friend. Tell them that you can get a variety of different ways, not just on pvdcast.com, the online home of yours truly, but it's also available through iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Google Play, SoundCloud, Pod Paradise, and of course the Echo Network, ladies and gentlemen. So a variety of different ways to get your fix of this podcast. With that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to close up shop, and I will chat at each and every one of you later. Stay righteous and stay independent.